And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this February 11th, 2018 Global Transmission. I'm going to be hosting the first hour, and then coming on the second hour, Owen Schroyer is going to be joining you. He's working on a big story with Dr. Jerome Corsi and this Russian aircraft that blew up today that may have been carrying members of Uranium One. That's coming up. But first, a John Bound report. Americans want Obama investigated. They want Obama indicted.
Well, it's pretty simple, Mockingbird Media. The American people don't believe you. And furthermore, your nagging wife mentality targeting our president has translated into an attack on the future of our republic and the very citizens inhabiting that republic.
We're getting more North Korean every day in this country. I mean, you know, yesterday the president says people who don't cheer are un-American and treasonous. And today we're going to start having big parades with tanks and missiles. People have to decide whether they want to have that kind of country. I mean, we have a country where we celebrate our troops, as Barbara said, when they come home from battle in Lower Manhattan, and we throw ticker tape. But the idea in peacetime, simply to have tanks roll through the streets of Washington, that's, to use a phrase that the president likes to use, in my experience, that's un-American.
There are certain issues that are Rosetta Stones, or skeleton keys, as I call them, that open up what we're facing. The leftist globalists hate America. They've always hated our military. They're quoted as calling the military dumb animals. They're really scared of people that sacrifice or have courage, because they're a bunch of cloistered chicken neck academics who are threatened by it. They're scared of them. Leftists are just horrified of any individual that they have an idea has any physical or mental prowess that isn't fully in the state's hands.
The latest IBD TIPP poll shows, how closely are you following news stories about the role played by the FBI and the Department of Justice during the 2016 presidential election? Of those who responded, 72% said they were following the story either very closely, 39%, or somewhat closely, 33%. Some 55% of those said it was likely that the Obama administration improperly surveilled the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. There was an obvious partisan split among the responses, with 87% of Republicans and 55% of independents saying the improper spying took place, but only 31%. Of Democrats. On the question of whether a special counsel was needed to investigate whether the FBI and the Department of Justice improperly surveilled the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election, 54% responded yes and 44% no. Again, 74% of Republicans and 50% of independents wanted a special counsel appointed, but even 44% of Democrats thought it would be a good idea. Let's cut to the chase. Americans want the Steele dossier, its funding, and the members of the Obama administration that were involved in its dissemination and distribution, including Obama himself, investigated.
Pete, the Democrats have forfeited all credibility on this case. They haven't told the truth from day one. Pete, here's what's even more tragically amusing about the Democrats. They lie so much, they step on their own stories. They told us before the release of the Nunez Republican memo, remember this? They said, oh my gosh, sources and methods, it's going to jeopardize national security. Nobody should see this. Cover it up, sweep it under the rug. And then the memo came out. Oh, this is a big nothing burger. It's a total dud. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. They have not told the truth from day one on this. They have forfeited all their credibility. And this is important. They are covering up what I believe to be the biggest scandal in modern political history. And that is the spying on of the Trump team by the Obama administration, with no evidence to do so.
MSM's full-blown Russia-Trump collusion propaganda debacle has failed in the eyes of a majority of Americans. How long will this treasonous media continue to destroy itself before they find themselves under investigation? John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
TheAnimalist.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is February 11th, 2018, my 44th birthday, and I'm exactly where I want to be, fighting the globalist at point-blank range. But Owen Schroyer, with big breaking news, with Dr. Jerome Corsi, will be hosting the second hour because they're busy working on this big story of the Russian downed passenger jet that blew up in midair, like 8,000 feet, appears to be a bomb. And QAnon had predicted this, and some of our other sources saying that it could be connected to getting rid of evidence of Uranium One and the Hillary connection. That's coming up in the second hour. That said, the illusion of globalism is beginning to fade. And once you've taken your blinders off, or you could reverse that and said, taking the sunglasses that the establishment doesn't want you to wear and put them on like they live, you then see for yourself that you've been lied to over and over again by so-called mainstream media that's simply bought and paid for by multinational interests that have conquered this country. And it doesn't mean that when you support InfoWars or President Trump or nationalism or free market capitalism that you think you're perfect or you think we're perfect, but we know it works 1,000 times better and is what builds big, open, free, wealthy societies. Now, that creates the byproduct of decadence, so that's certainly a real issue. But globalists like George Soros that have been openly bragging that they are funding trying to keep the EU in control of countries that never voted to enter it, like the UK, the fact that he's so brazen and so out in the open only will accelerate the planetary awakening to their tyranny. Soros, quote, proud of donating 500,000 to overturn Brexit vote. Amazing. Proud to be involved in $5 billion to overthrow the elected government in Ukraine 40 years ago and start that whole crisis and then bring in 10 million military-age men from the Middle East. And now the EU says, give us more funding, give us an EU army, or we can't protect you from the migrant ghettos that will become, quote, nuclear bombs in the future. Create the crisis, offer the solution, the Hegelian dialectic. Now, that said, there are always outrages going on. And I saw an outrage yesterday morning that I knew I was going to come in here and cover on Sunday. But I wondered, I said, will anyone pay attention? Will anybody get upset? Will anybody think something's going on here? Because usually people don't get upset, at least at the rate I do. And people did, though. By last night, it was the hottest thing on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. And NBC that had shot the footage was using their bots to ban anybody showing the footage, even though it's clearly fair use. In fact, I saw it yesterday morning. I saw it last night. I spent a good hour today looking for it. And when I got here, the producer said, yeah, the bots have banned it everywhere. Even NBC has pulled it. And it's Pence not clapping during the North Korean delegation behavior, authoritarian parade there in Seoul for the beginning of the Winter Olympics. And it's the sister of Kim Jong-un, the bloodthirsty dictator who's constantly threatening to nuke the U.S. and all this. And so they're there as part of a, quote, peace delegation because Trump's put pressure on them for the first time ever. A member of the ruling communist royal house, communism is always royal, it's a new form of royalty. It's the first time they've come to the table because they understand how much trouble they're in. NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN all praised her and said she was glaring at Pence, and liberals said, oh, we hope she attacks Pence, and oh, she's so sexy, oh, she's so beautiful. And then when it blew up in their face, they began to remove the video. So we'll see by tomorrow if we can find it. We've got still shots of it up on Infowars.com. But it's not just that they're praising North Korea, our controlled media, over our vice president over our own Olympic team and saying how sexy she is and, ooh, the red carpet, and it's so beautiful. I mean, we've got the clips of them all fawning over her, but they had to pull most of those because it's got the video they don't want you to see. So, and I don't even know why they want it pulled. I mean, it's everybody clapping when they talk about Kim Jong-un, but Pence. And then it's her glaring at him, behind him. Look at this. Kim Jong-un's sister stealing the show at the Winter Olympics. Oh my gosh. They keep more than half their population in slave camps, and they admit that they, quote, take babies like you take a chicken's eggs at birth, so they're not loyal to the family. Millions die every couple of years. They torture people to death like no one's ever seen. And our media, I remember Lester Holt was about a month ago got in trouble because he was repeating North Korean propaganda against Trump and our military and against South Korea. That's because the Clintons went and gave them the reactors. The Clintons gave them the missiles. I mean, this is globalist garbage. There it is. Embarrassment for NBC News after Lester Holt apparently falls for North Korean propaganda. It goes on. You could not support a worse regime living on the planet. Stalin and Hitler were as bad or worse. Per capita even killed more people, but probably not even as psychotically ridiculous. I mean, the North Koreans are under total slavery. And to see Hollywood, and oh, there's all these articles, so many of them with Hollywood and tweeting and saying, oh, good going, girl. Man, we wish you'd kick Pence off the podium. I mean, it's everywhere. But the media thought, the controlled media thought they could promote North Korea like it was good and Trump was bad and Pence was bad. But when it blew up within about 6 hours, the footage is all gone, which shows how arrogant they are, how they launch this type of stuff and then pull it back. But if you ever wanted to know who runs our country and the type of criminals that are in charge, who are being removed, and why they're so upset, this is an example. So Leanne McAdoo put together a little short piece. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. CNN praises dictator's sister at the Olympics. Well, she, because she's aware of the fact they're pulling the video, so she didn't put the video. She put still images, but has the fawning, and it's the fawning they don't want you to see, because they just are, again, so disconnected. Here it is.
Securing their nickname as the Commie News Network, CNN got roasted for raving about Kim Jong-un's sister, who is stealing the show at the Winter Olympics, y'all. CNN asserts if diplomatic dance were an event at the Winter Olympics, Kim Jong-un's younger sister would be favored to win gold. CNN even went there saying the dictator's sister, Kim Yo-jong, is North Korea's answer to Ivanka Trump. Right, she's a key member of a murderous regime that tortures, starves, and jails its citizens in prison labor camps and overseen the execution of hundreds of North Korean citizens since her brother took power. You go, girl. Like most members of her family, little is known about Kim beyond her official rank, and her power exists because she is the person the supreme leader trusts more than anyone else in the regime. See? Just like Ivanka. Otto Warmbier was not available for comment, nor was Kim Jong-un's brother, who might have stolen the show at the Winter Olympics had he not been murdered last year with poison. CNN's hatred for Trump has reached such epic proportions, they are now glorifying a communist regime to make a point. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
And to be clear, the footage they're banning, there is a small clip in our video, total fair use for us to analyze, you know, what happens at world events, 100%, but they still will try to ban this stuff. Then we have to counter block them to even be able to show you. But it's a very short clip. It's Pence clapping during the U.S. delegation in South Korean and Japanese. She's not clapping during that. And then she doesn't clap during the American. And then the leftist media jumped on this and said, look at how bad Pence is. So that's what they don't want you to see, is her rolling her horrible dictator bloodthirsty eyes when most of her family has even been killed by her brother. I'll give it to her. We know where all the food's going. It's to her big, fat-ass, demonic, little pig monster brother, who's a little fat, waddling, degenerate vampire made for the pit of hell. So maybe that is a good work for her. She's like the other rest of the anorexic population, because that demon, no one else is allowed to be fat. If you're fat, he kills you. That's admitted. Imagine that selfishness of this little demonic pig creature.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
February 11th, 2018. I am 44 years old today, and I am so honored to be your radio host, and I'm so honored to be here. My family and folks are like, Alex, take a day off. I am taking a day off. This is where I want to be. I mean, I've been chomping at the bit to get on air since yesterday. Like everybody else I know, I've talked to on the street, are so upset by CNN attacking Pence when he's clapping for the South Korean, Japanese, and U.S. delegations. And then he didn't clap, reportedly, during North Korea's weird cult-like cheerleaders. They're like U.S. troops that would get captured in Vietnam that were, you know, doing Morse code. They were forced to say things they didn't want to. America's evil, but they were doing Morse code with their eyes. I mean, these are all slaves. You can't clap for literal slaves. Imagine if, you know, 200 years ago, they had a band of, black slaves playing banjos. And you were in a time machine sent back to some slave plantation. And they had six or seven black men up there playing banjos beautifully. I'm sorry, I'm not clapping. Even if their banjo playing's the best I ever heard, probably was. I'm not going to sit there but that's not the controversy. It was her glaring at him. It's a little clip of it in Leanne's video that we just played. Glaring at him, and they are expunging this everywhere because they praised her on CNN, you name it. All these Hollywood tweets said, oh, I wish she'd have kicked him. I wish he would have assaulted Pence. God, if I was behind the vice president, I would have attacked him. You are siding. You are siding, ladies and gentlemen, with the most murderous, insane dictatorship in the world. She is the princess of the Demon King, the third generational dictator of North Korea. And so she's rolling her eyes and all this stuff during these videos. And everyone is like fantasizing how she needs to attack the vice president. And then the media goes, oh, my God, people, that really made America mad. So they're pulling the video. And there's even more. There were those long videos of this going on. And they're just expunging it everywhere. We're going to try to find it and add it to InfoWars.com and a whole article about this. But it continues because they're telling you what they side for, what they believe in, what they're doing. MSNBC, CNN, all of them, Anderson Cooper, the leftist arm of the CIA, all backed the Arab Spring starting 7 years ago. Al Gore talked about it. And they went around murdering Christians everywhere in mass. And now Jimmy Kimmel has done another anti-Christian piece for his show Friday night. That's a whole other subject coming up. But it's just assaults on Christians have doubled worldwide, even according to the UN, the last 9 years since Obama got in. It's open season all over these countries to attack Christians. Owen Schroyer's going to be covering that when he comes up. Video, Jimmy Kimmel presents bigoted anti-Christian skit. So he's totally under the control of the globalists. It is truly sickening. But let's go to this next report because this tells it all as well. Rob Reiner, worth $400 million reportedly, meathead from ancient programs back in the 70s, Archie Bunker, a social engineer, gets up there at an award show and says, we are in the last battle of the Civil War. And the left is hashtag hunt Republicans. All of this is being invoked. And he says, oh, and then makes up stuff that Trump never said about S-hole countries and all this other garbage, and then pushes this narrative of division. And he says, we were on this glide path to destroy the country. We were on this glide path to deindustrialize it, sell it out to communist China. That's what they've done. To make everybody a renter, to get rid of the American dream. And then here comes Trump and tries to turn the economy around and secure the borders and bring in nationalism. That's all that's happening is sovereignty is being brought back to our country. And so Rob Reiner, this individual, out there defending Harvey Weinstein and all the rest of it, sits there. It turns out at this minority awards show, there are reports that the people that are at them pay, leftists pay to go to the black award show and then be given awards so they can race spew. Think about that. It's incredible. And this is what the left's pushing. Uprisings, murders, killings, beating up conservatives and libertarians at rallies, censoring everybody online. And then, oh, but they say if Trump has a military parade. We haven't had one in 18 years, and we should have one for the veterans and those that died, their families, and honor our military. That, everybody else can have them, but we can't have them. It's very evil if we have one while they praise North Korea. And you got Time Magazine, the case for rioting, and CNN saying, well, cops are getting killed because they deserve it. You know, if one person gets killed, maybe mistakenly, if a cop 1,000 miles away or 500 miles away or 2,000 miles away gets shot while he's fixing a flat tire, pumping gas, he deserves it. We've played the CNN clips and the MSNBC clips when they cut back. They go, well, another memorial for dead cops. Well, cops got to change how they're acting. Just like the guy that shot Scalise and others. CNN, Wolf Blitzer had a guest on, said, he's my friend. He's a good guy. He's not a monster. And Wolf Blitzer nods his head, and they go to break. Rob Reiner, make no sense. This showdown boils down to one thing, racism. GOP fighting to the death of the Browning of America. They will lose the battle for the Civil War. Diversity is our strength. You're trying to brainwash all the people here to get on welfare and be anti-American. People aren't against bringing in migrants or immigrants. We're against your whole globalist program that the UN's running in Europe and running here, and your own WikiLeaks admits you want racial division and race war to control people. And by the way, a lot of people have pointed out, I tweeted it at Real Alex Jones yesterday, that Obama did have his military parade. And of course, it was funding and supporting ISIS to invade 8 different countries. Now, because of Trump and the Russians fighting back, they've had their ass handed to them. So, again, you've got the left siding with North Korea against our Olympic team and Vice President Pence, and not just CNN, a whole bunch of media channels doing that. And you've got Rob Reiner saying, we're in a civil war. But when I said the left's trying to start a civil war last year or this year, oh, Jones is crazy. No one wants a civil war. When they buy full-page ads calling for violent revolution in the New York Times and Antifa won't let our reporters go on the Capitol grounds with guns at them, and the police say, sorry, we can't do anything, that's not fascism. No, it is. Just like North Korea crushes political speech, in 1989 in Tiananmen Square, it was real liberal students, the classical liberal, wanting free speech with the nearby university taking over the People's Square and being attacked and killed by the thousands once the night fell. And it's the left trying to ban free speech on colleges. It's the left hitting people in the heads with bike locks and stabbing and beating them. It's the left banning libertarian, Christian, and conservative speakers. It's the left, these universities from Missouri to Washington State last year saying no whites allowed on Sunday, no whites allowed on the commons, and then weird, crazy white women saying no whites allowed, you know, get these people out of here, get me some muscle. They're the equivalent of the communist Chinese coming in and taking over. Let's go out to break with Rob Reiner and his call for war.
But then he gets into office, and there are good people on both sides in Charlottesville, and there are people coming from countries, and it goes on, and you see the people that he hires that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War. And we're fighting it right now. And we're going to win. We're going to win. But we thought we were on this glide path. We've been dragged
That's
back.
Right.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to exclusively reveal to you the organization, the group, the collusion, the body, the people, the organization, the cult of individuals behind Donald Trump and who controls Donald Trump. I decided today to go ahead and come clean with you, and I'm going to do it during this segment. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. They have had countless news reports just this weekend saying that Trump had over 9,000 takeoffs and landings just in the last year of his campaign. That's the number. 900. Close to 1,000. And that twice a Russian oligarch that bought a Florida compound from him many years ago landed at an airport during the same day as him. So that's the total proof. Meanwhile, the Clintons got hundreds of millions of dollars from Russian interests, 30-plus million just on Uranium One, and there were FBI informants and FBI agents, a huge investigation, tracking it, and then they all got pulled off the case by Mueller and then Comey. And it goes on and on, and the Secret Server, and they're globalists, and they hate America. And then they tell us somebody that's America first and has proven by his political actions, killing TPP, renegotiating NAFTA GATT, controlling the borders, bringing back thousands of companies, trying to kickstart the economy, 2.2 million new jobs, stock market was up 8,000 points, now 6,000 points, trying hard. And they say that not just Trump, me, you, Rand Paul, I saw new clips this weekend where they're saying it's not just 600 and something thousand people on Twitter that are Russian agents. They said there's 8 million they've discovered. And they're going after them. Anybody that's pro-America, you're a Russian agent. That's the proof why we said so. Why we have late night comics reading off teleprompters. They said so. So let me give you who is in control of Trump. And I do this to troll the media. It's true, but they'll cut off what I say after. That's fine because you'll find what I really said. If you're not watching live, I tell Trump what to do. I am in charge of President Trump. I am Donald Trump's boss. The president is colluding with me. He takes directives directly from me. And President Trump is my power slave. President Trump works for me. I'm in charge. I run the country. Oh, by the way, so do 337 million of you. And if you vote, and if you're politically active, you are the president's boss. And he said that in his inauguration, and he said that at his first speech to Congress, and he said it again a few weeks ago, and he says it all the time, and he means it. Because, by the way, he's just like you. He's in the cult of America. He's in the cult of not screwing people over. He's in the cult of believing in this republic and believing in free market and this being the best example of that because his mother believed in it and his father believed in it and they raised him that way and he sat there and watched the country he loved go to hell and he's standing up against it. So when they tell you that you're a Russian bot, they're saying you're a criminal, you're an enemy, you're not an American. When they're the globalists, they're the ones saying kill the cops, overthrow the country, get rid of Christians, get rid of flyover country, get rid of free market. Oh, they hate the military. Oh, because they're a bunch of cowards. Of course they do. When they say we can't have a military parade, but oh, they love everybody else's military parade, or they love their big women's marches led by Linda Sorcerer, paid for by George Soros, and the horrible green slime that comes out of his rear end. I mean, all of this is what they stand for and who they are. And so that's the bottom line. And they say, you didn't elect Trump. You were mind controlled. You know, I was thinking about watching hundreds and hundreds, and I say hundreds, I mean, it's got to be close to 1,000 videos I've watched in just the last 3 years. It's one of the, I don't watch a lot of TV and stuff, but man, I am addicted just because it's so shocking. I cry sometimes. I get tears in my eyes involuntarily. When we'll watch some 2-hour live feed with Owen or Millie Weaver or Rob Dew or something I already shot but didn't realize it when I was live. You know, I'll watch it later. And it's like crazy, dumbed down, drooling maniacs. One crazy, hateful group after another attacking reporters, dumping coffee on people, hitting folks in the head with bike locks, beating people over the head with Mexican flags, spitting on everybody, and you realize they can go have their demonstrations, and then everywhere we go, they shut down our events, they beat us over the head, they scream and call us fascist when they're the fascist, and then they say we can't have a military parade, which of course is Trump chumping them, trolling them. It has to be done. They're saying we can't have it. They go out and attack any parade that happens. That's why you don't have them. And it's like, this is our free speech. We're not the Chinese communists coming into Tiananmen Square when the students had an uprising for free speech peacefully and crushing free speech. You're the ones at the inauguration blocking everybody getting in, myself included. I watched them particularly beat up women. You're the ones getting in front of us going in, and you're the ones that want the full control of the state to crush the American people. But the good news is you've had your Waterloo already. You've jumped the shark. You've gone too far with your illegal spying on the campaign, illegal spying on the president-elect. Now it's come out illegal spying on the president by your deep state, and you couldn't find anything. So you try to find statements that don't match up, and that doesn't work. And now you're crapping your drawers because mainstream media is dying. Corporations, the big globalist system is in trouble. Even though with the real economy turned on, they've made more money, they don't want money if you don't have it. You understand? They want you to not have money and only they have it so they can dictate everything to you. That's what they want, is poverty. It's the disease of the third world where the elites keep people poor on purpose. So President Trump works for us. And when they insult you and say the Russians are who you work for, they are raping your free speech, your vote, and they're the globalists. They're the outside power. They're the enemy. But here is Kevin McCarthy, why FISA memo matters. I'm going to get to that after the break. But Matt Gaetz, who's been on the show, congressman, says, don't worry, America's winning. America's awake. We will win, and another special counsel will crush these criminals because they've got real bona fide evidence out of the inspector general's office to crush them. That's why Rosenstein, right when Trump got in, changed the power structure, it's not supposed to, where he's in command and not the solicitor general with oversight. So let's go to that clip. Here's Congressman Gaetz.
My expectation is that the American people will win through the appointment of a second special counsel, but that is going to require the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to do his job. The FBI and the Department of Justice cannot investigate themselves, and the evidence we've uncovered shows wrongdoing at the highest levels of those agencies.
Does Sessions have the authority, since he kind of recused himself from Russia matters, to appoint a second independent counsel?
Of course he does. There was no legal obligation for that recusal. And frankly, I don't even know what the four corners of that recusal are. Here, the accusation is not against Russia. It's against the very agency that Jeff Sessions leads, the Department of Justice, and then some of the senior politicized leadership at the FBI. So he could appoint that special counsel.
Okay.
More than two dozen Republicans have joined me in calling for it, and it's darn time that it happened.
Yeah, pressure.
And why hasn't Rosenstein recused himself? And they've been caught running, commanding, captaining, honchoing, quarterbacking, leading, El Supremo, the whole fake, idiotic Russia deal. And now it's getting worse, man. There's a bunch of clips on InfoWars.com and NewsWars. I'm sure you've seen them yourself, where they're just calling me, not Rand Paul, not just me, not just everybody's a Russian agent. I mean, you either get in line with this load of bull or it's crazy. It shows they're going for broke. And they've been caught. Now, when we come back, I've got some really disturbing news that is happening to everybody I know, and I see it all over online, and people are catching this on video. So this is the first of many reports where we're going to talk about this phenomenon that, unfortunately, I predicted and I was dead right about, because I can see where this is going. I know how psychological warfare works. We're going to talk about something that is the real threat. We're going to defeat the globalists. We're going to defeat communism. We're going to defeat collectivism. But there's something else even bigger coming down the road. And we can't kick the can down the road anymore. So we're going to talk about it.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in league with the freeway.
Coming up next hour, Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting live. And we've got Dr. Corsi coming on with some big breaking news at the last 30 minutes dealing with that Russian airliner that blew up with 70-plus dead. How that may tie into Uranium One and more. Now, if you're a new listener, you've probably heard, hey, your Samsung TVs, your Sharp TVs, you name it, are watching and listening to you. It's in the terms of service. We broke it 3 years ago. Back in 2006, Google put out a press release, but only to shareholders. And so we were sent a prospectus from a shareholder of Google saying, we're already watching and listening to everybody that has cameras and microphones already built in. And this is going to be a ubiquitous system where whoever races to have this in the home, one day the public will be ready for this. You'll have devices, smart devices that order your food, control your thermostat. You'll just basically lay there like you're in the movie WALL-E giving orders. But how are they going to roll this out once it's there? It was the CIA director, 5 years ago, Petraeus said, your dishwasher will spy on you. So remember, I told you about this in 2000 because I had NSA sources we were having on air, whistleblowers and others, high level, and some off air. And people attacked me, oh, he's crazy. But we had the actual documents. And I even tore these machines, Scientific Atlantic cable boxes, open on television and showed the hidden microphones, you know, a decade before there was even people using it for voice, voice command. And then how the race was Connect 8-9 years ago with Microsoft and everything else. So we were always the cutting edge just because we were willing to cover it. It was all in white papers and trade publications and was all admitted by the engineers. And the engineers were concerned, so we had them on air. And some of them I talked to privately. I'm not an engineer. I was just simply covering what was admitted. It's like I was telling people 20 years ago they're going to have driverless cars and then they're going to say humans are too dangerous and phase us out. And then with the insurance and make you have driver cars. And the globalists say they're going to bring in computers to make us obsolete. It's not that computers and things are bad. I'm all for technology. I'm a technophile. It's that they're going to engineer it with the back doors all up to control you. So then you started seeing EAS systems break in on phones 6-7 years ago and cable systems about wars or this or that to get you used to see what you do if it said martial law on your TV. And that happened hundreds of times we know of locally around the country. And it happened in Europe and it happened in Japan. They're testing different agencies and groups to see how you will respond. Now, lately, it's become such a phenomenon in the last 2 years that on YouTube there are tens of thousands. I looked today before the show. Of videos where people repeat what happened. They'll tell their wife or their husband, I'm sick of your crap. You know, gosh, what do you want me to do but kill myself? And it calls the police on them or it calls the psych ward. And then literally the phone rings and says, are you talking about committing suicide? Or you say, that's it, I'm calling the cops. It calls the cops. Okay? But it's beyond that. Google said in 2006 to its shareholders, they said, if we hear a dog barking, even though you're not online looking at dog stuff, we'll put dog ads in. So about 5 years ago, we began to notice that we would be talking about stuff that didn't even matter around the office, weird stuff. We did tests, and suddenly the next day it'd be on our Google feeds, on our Facebook feeds. Jen, who's under the weather, one of the producers, she runs David Knight's show. She's still going to come on. She's under the weather. But she said, yeah, I talked about beer in the shower as a joke. Next day, beer in the shower was on her Facebook feed. This has happened. And what's weird is as they make it ubiquitous, no one wants to admit it. Now, today, getting ready for the show, a couple hours before I got here, even though I got here a few hours for the show, they were even here earlier, Zach, one of the lead producers, who's on screen, he's in there, and he'll tell the whole story right now, and he's looking at Drudge about this 20-pound rat, Nutria, that have come in from South America, and they've got all over the country, and how they're attacking people, and how they're a big problem. We can put the 20-pound rat story, and he goes, look at this giant effing rat. And he and Jim were the first to get here, I guess at 1 o'clock, he was saying. So they put on screen the article that was linked on DrudgeReport.com about the giant effing rat. Invasive 20-pound rodent increasingly burrowing into California. By the way, here in Texas, they get a lot bigger than that. They got one in Brazil that's the same family, but not it's like 40, 50 pounds. They get even bigger. My mom had an Olympic coach. She was in master swimming who got bit, had part of their foot taken off on Lake Austin. So these nutria are a big issue. But that's not the point. Zach goes, look at this giant effing rat. Well, we'll repeat what happened. And Jen's right there. Siri tells you, watch your language. So it's beyond, I'm typing something to my buddy going, look at this, I do it, effing thing. It says, look at this ducking thing. It's all AI. This is AI. And people say, and all over the web, it's happening. There's over 10,000 videos. I looked at it. Of suddenly it's happening to everyone where it goes, watch your mouth. You're talking about Bezos or Amazon bad. Alexa pops in. You're talking about Google. Siri pops in. So this was Siri today on your iPhone. Zach, enough of me ranting about it. This is just a personal experience. Tell folks what happened.
Yeah, so like my normal day process, I come into the show and I print everything from Drudge and InfoWars. And one of the main things I do is, you know, we banter back and forth talking about different articles. And like you said, the article about the invasive 20-pound rodent, the Nutria, from South America came up. And I was just baffled by the size of it and just went to Jen and said, hey, look at this big effing rat. And next thing you know, me and Jen are just sitting there and Siri pops up and goes, watch your language. And that's all she said.
And let's be clear. You had walked over to Jen. Her station's right right by you. Your station's over there. You're like 6 feet away. Maybe pull the camera out. Your station is to your right on the camera. You're over there. You don't have the phone in your hand.
Is where I was sitting.
Yeah.
My phone was on the table, basically, about 3 feet away from me. Jen is on the other side over here. And as this is all happening, just randomly out of nowhere, you just see, watch your language. And my phone turns on. I wasn't touching it. My battery, I wasn't doing anything to the phone. And it just listened to me. Even the screen was locked. I hadn't even looked at it in about 10, 15 minutes because I was printing articles. So that's why it was so bizarre to me that just in the middle of me doing nothing, anywhere near the phone, it's still following me and listening to everything that I'm saying.
And by the way, the terms of service admit that. This is admittedly going on. The question is, and here's the big question for you and then Jen who heard it, because you guys got it earlier. It's, as you know, we looked at earlier, 10,000 plus videos saying just Siri alone told me to not use bad language or called the cops on me, not to mention Alexa or Google's assistant. There's like 20 of these or more. That's the issue is, they're putting algorithms in to test and get you used to it, bossing you and spying on you. And then they've got Bezos with ads about how Alexa's sweet and lost its voice. I mean, this is sick. Jen, tell folks what you heard. You were there.
So, yeah, I read these articles, and he says, look at this giant effing NutriRat. And then Siri says exactly that. Watch your language. And I look at him, and we look at each other, and we're like, oh, my God. And I asked him, did you program her to say that? And he's like, no.
Yeah, because you can't even program Siri. Google. Siri's Google. It's Google in your life with a thing in your house or listening to every damn thing you say, and people just sit here like it's no big deal. All I'm saying is, let's have a debate about it.
Yeah, and I agree once again. Like, this is not the first time I've seen this happen to me and my phone. This is probably about the third or fourth time since I've had the...
You've mentioned it before. What was the thing you said about 2 months ago? What did it do?
I can't remember. It was just turning itself on it would just beep. And it would just, the Siri beep that bloop. Once in a while, you would just hear it fire on me. So it was just always listening once in a while.
Who in their right mind would put a corporation's robot, that's what it is, in your house... And then it's spouting off saying, watch your mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's just the fact that the device was mostly in a standby state. I don't know why, unless I was holding the phone in my hand and opening it.
Hey, Siri, watch your mouth, you AI scum. Watch your mouth over there, Mr. Schmidt.
Exactly.
What else do you think about this? Jen, any other comments?
I do have an interesting story. About 2 months ago, I was out with my friends, and I mentioned that night that I said I was going to visit my parents tomorrow. And so the very next day, I get into the car, and you know how it always the destination?
Yeah, for some reason, I think that's a wireless mic. For some reason, it's getting feedback connection problems. Maybe stand up. I don't know if you're getting a good feed there or somebody's messing with it. But Jen, tell folks what happened.
So I basically was out a bunch with my friends on a Saturday night, and I mentioned that I was going to go visit my mom the next day, and my parents live out in a nursing home in Lakeway. And so, you know how when you get in your car, it tells you the destination of where you're going?
Yes.
Frequently visit. But I hadn't visited my parents in at least 3 weeks. And so when I get in my car, it says 40 minutes to FM 620. Which I'm like, how did it know I was going today? So I found that interesting.
Well, this is critical. We need to do more on this. That's why Amazon said 2 years ago, 99% of the time they can guess what you're going to order before you do. We have patterns. The AI is watching all of us. They admit it's learning off of us to control us. Humans, have a debate about
every
this.
Year,
we are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's still the same to me. The pleasure is to play. Make the difference what you say. I don't say it's me.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here for the final hour. And listening to the conversation leading up to this segment, one can't help but go through their own life experiences with their smartphones, with other people's smartphones, with the AI, and then magically having a conversation. And then, I mean, specifically, I remember I would have conversations with people. This was years ago, even. This was like 5 years ago when I still had Facebook. I would be having a conversation with somebody about someone from high school or someone from our past and be like, oh yeah, remember him, remember her. And then I'd get on Facebook and then right there, they would be there. Friend, do you know this person? Add friend. It was like, I was just talking about them. How did Facebook just magically put them on there? Then of course they started mainstreaming it and giving you the advertisements where you talk about your dog or taking a dog for a walk. All of a sudden you've got the, you know, dog food ads or the leashes and everything up there. And I know that here us at InfoWars are not the only people that have experienced this. In fact, there's this other thing. Someone has told this, someone that's a little more tech savvy with phones than I am, explained this to me actually. Whenever you actually take a photo with your iPhone, I know it's with iPhones. I don't know if it's with other phones. Whenever you actually take a photo, it's actually taking a video. I don't know if anyone back there in the crew knows what I'm talking about, but you can see that sometimes the phone glitches. And when you go scroll through your pictures, you'll see that it's actually a video. And so there'll be a little like roll of the video before you're still of your picture. It's like, what? What is that? Also, how many times if you're using the map on your phone, then you know Google is listening if your map is engaged, because that's just what they use it. I see that Zach is getting set up back there. Do you know what I'm talking about, Zach, with the image, how they actually yes. take a video and it's not a, it's a video, but then they have a still from it.
Yes, I even actually have something to add to it that might even be a little bit sketchier, especially since this is referring mostly to Apple phones, iPhones. Like, for example, same thing with my phone from before. We were talking about the iPhone 7 Plus. Live photos are the default. That's what you're referring to. It's basically what Apple decided to do to save the ability of people having poor camera skills. Essentially, is they would take these high definition videos that are, you know, 20, 30 frames of high definition clips, and you fire it. And in that way, you can pick between that little video clip that goes in between to find the right spot. The thing that's scary is that what a lot of things people don't know is that with the iCloud account, if you're connected to iCloud account, most of the time those photos get uploaded to the cloud first, and then you have to re-download it back onto your phone. Which I always thought was very interesting. It basically has to get scanned. And so you're basically uploading full video files of what you did.
To the cloud.
To the cloud. And then right. going back and taking the screen cap from that video. Yeah. And you'll notice on new iPhones that you'll see when you go to load a video or an image, sometimes it takes a little bit to load. That's because it's not on your phone anymore. And Apple goes out of its way to pull it off for the sake of your saving your space.
See, I've always used Android, and the only time I've ever really had a weird experience with the AI and the Android was when I had my maps open or the location services were on for whatever app. So if you're talking, whatever app is using the location services will like click in and like bring you to like a restaurant or something like that. The other thing we know is going on, and this is kind of a side note, but I just dealt with this today. My iPhone, I guess it's a 7 or something. It's like now it's really slow, right? Yeah, so now they're looking at Apple because what they're doing is with these updates, they're actually basically downgrading you so that you have to buy a new phone. And so now it's hitting the iPhone 7s. So now if you have an iPhone 7, your phone gets slower. So they give you the new advanced AI in the iPhone 8 or the iPhone 10 with everything's run with your face. See, your iPhone 7 isn't good enough anymore, so they slow that down with the AI and then they bring in the 10.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Adam Schiff is a dirty, dirty rat that lives in a shithole. Oh, what's that, Siri? I can't say that? Oh, I'm sorry. Siri just told me I'm not allowed to insult Adam Schiff. My bad. My bad, Siri. I'm sorry. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. In the last hour and at the top of this hour, we were talking about the AI and the smartphones. Always listening. Always curious what you're thinking about. What can they sell you? Yes. Because that's how a lot of these apps make money. You know, you download a free app. They got to make money somehow. They're selling your personal information, whatever information you allow them access to. Owen Schroyer here for Alex in the second hour. We're going to be joined by Dr. Jerry Corsi in the bottom half of this hour. And we're going to be talking about the Russian plane crash. Now, it was either last week or 2 weeks ago where the Syrian rebels downed a Russian jet and killed the pilot, John McCain's Syrian rebels. You know, the moderate rebels, according to President Obama, that he wanted to send, $500,000 here, you know, whatever he could get over there, sending them weapons, you know, the ones that Hillary stood down for at Benghazi. Yeah, you know, those guys. Yeah, there they are. There's the good old moderate rebels, says Hussein Obama. John McCain brags about going and visiting with these people. He literally brags about it. He's like, I know what's going on in Syria. I meet with the rebels. It's like, you just admitted you meet with terrorists and bragged about it. That's strange there, John. Strange choice there, John. So that happens. And then you have the Russian plane, that was a passenger plane that killed all 71 people on board. And of course, the bigger picture is just everything that's going on right now. Ever since Trump got in office, the entire power structure has been shaken to its core. And I honestly couldn't even get into it. The geopolitics that are going on right now in the wake of this Russian plane crash, which, I mean, come on, folks. Somebody took that plane down. Let's be real. That's what it appears like, at least. And so there's an entire stack of news. Israel doing this, Iran doing that. I mean, it's just all across the board. Craziness going on. Of course, the globalists are trying to bully Trump into a war with Russia by pinning him against the wall with this fake Russian story that's now completely fallen apart. Now it's just totally blown up in their face. Nobody believes it. Everyone believes Obama spied on Trump. So people are getting the truth out. But they wanted to bully Trump and they wanted to say, well, you have to prove you're not a Russian agency. See, we're going to force the media that we run. We're the Democrat Party that hates America, that's aligned with the Chinese communists, that really are socialists and communists. We're going to use our bought and paid for media. We're going to use our bought and paid for Clinton dossier, Clinton Steele dossier, to bully you. And see, we're going to tell people you colluded with Russia. So you better put these sanctions on Russia. You better say Russia's the bad guy. In fact, you better arm Ukraine. So Trump kind of gives into that bullying a little bit. I imagine he's got some brinkmanship going on behind the scenes with Russia. That's the only way I can figure Russians' patience with this whole deal. And so he goes along with the sanctions. He's arming Ukraine. Now this Russian plane crash happens. How far are they trying to, are they trying to push Russia into blowing up here? Is that what's going on? Is it push Russia's buttons to the point of no return? So we're going to be joined by Dr. Jerry Corsi to talk all about that. There's really, honestly, so much news. Hey, guys, could I get the clock up in here? I don't have a clock up in here. You know, I had something that I wanted to talk about today. I don't drive too much in Austin just because I don't like it. People don't know how to drive. The construction is terrible. There's always traffic. Thank you, guys. And it made me remember something that I always thought about that I think it's time to really start pushing for here in America. Now, we just got the new bill passed for 2 years, spending bill, and it's going to increase the debt. I think it was by $1 trillion. Jim Jordan says swamp one on bill boosting spending by $300 billion. Of course, Rand Paul gave a speech about the spending bill. And Trump is funding our military, which I'm okay with, except here's my problem. When I am driving through the city of Austin on major highways and major roads, and I hit a pothole every half a mile, or I'm driving on the biggest highway in Austin, Texas, and half of it is shut down. Why? Well, because of construction. But wait, there is no construction. There's just millions of dollars of construction vehicles all over the road and cones and tape. Where is the construction? And I know it's not just like this in Austin. And I'm honestly reaching a point where it's like, what are people doing with the streets? Who is running the roads programs in these states? It was just as bad when I lived in Missouri. How is it that I'm driving down Austin, Texas, half of Highway 35 is shut down for construction that's not even going on, that has never been going on? Bridges shut down. I mean, what is going on? If we're increasing the debt by $1 trillion, can I get a pothole fixed, please? Can I have the biggest highway in a major city open? Can we use it? No. They got to have a little construction. And then they have construction. And this is where you wonder about the mental capacity of the people running things. Then they have the construction. They finish the construction. And the traffic is worse. Who is running these plans? Who is running these programs? Why are they all unfit for that job? And how do they get it? So that's what irks me when I see that the debt is going up and that I can't get a pothole fixed. I can't seem to get anyone with half a brain running the highway systems and the road systems. And we're spending trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars repairing, quote unquote, other countries. That's where I start to get a little angry. That's where I start to get a little ticked off. Why we're spending all this money on all these foreign countries and I can't even get a road fixed. I can't even get a highway open. We can't even afford here in the city of Austin, Texas, to fund a road crew to go do construction. What the hell is that? If you can't afford the crew to do it, why'd you shut down the highway? So that's where my mind goes when I see all these spending stories. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know what needs to be shut down? NPR, immediately. Shut it down now. How does NPR even exist? Do you realize that NPR, consider NPR to be a competitor. Let's say InfoWars is competing with NPR. Do you realize how unfair an advantage NPR has? They don't have to foot the bill. No, we have to pay our bills here. We have to find ways to accrue more funds to expand what we do here. Not at NPR. No. They just put their hands out for the government. Shut it down. And then, I don't know, maybe with all the money we save at NPR and any other, and look, I'm done, anything, any paid for, government paid for media needs to be shut down immediately, and all of the funding needs to be brought in domestically to fix our roads, fix our infrastructure, fix our streets. And then I see this story. Self-driving delivery robots could soon be hitting the streets of Phoenix. Great. So even more traffic. I hope that those personal drones that they're trying to get in China right now, those can't come here soon enough. Because if they can't fix the roads, at least let me fly so that I don't have to deal with the government destroying our roads. I'm going to try to hit some more of the domestic news before Dr. Jerry Corsi joins us. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're all living in America. America. It's wunderbar. We're all living in America. 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 We're all living in America. America. It's wunderbar.
I'm really not sure how to explain this. Times headline. This is from today, isn't it? So, So CNN runs with the story Friday. Look at Kim Jong-un's sister stealing the show at the Olympics. Oh, she's glorious. She's majestic. It's Kim Jong-un's sister. Look at her. Love her. Praise her. Ooh. And it kind of, you know, churned over the weekend. I've got a stack of news here. Everyone called him out on it. I mean, CNN, it's like, whoa, okay, you're full on communist news network now. And you figured the liberal media learned its lesson. You figured the liberal media, they sucked their toe in the water of supporting the Kim Jong-un regime, the communist North Korean regime. I can't believe I'm saying this. This is actually happening. CNN dipped their toe in the water supporting the communist North Korean regime. Is it worse than Lester Holt the Dolt going to North Korea and falling for the propaganda and then reporting on it? Or is CNN consciously dipping their toe in the water of the North Korean regime, supporting it to check the temperature? So CNN does it. They get totally blown up over it. Apparently the New York Times is just jumping right in. They just published this. This is from today. If you're an internet watcher here, you can see we're running the North Korean support from the Communist News Network here. They're loving the North Korean communist regime over there at CNN. But the New York Times, see, I was going to talk about this. I assumed it was over. And then the New York Times just one-upped CNN. Kim Jong-un's sister turns on the charm, taking Pence's spotlight. And then the whole story is about how she outflanked, that's a quote from New York Times, she outflanked Pence politically. The communist. The New York Times and CNN now support the North Korean communist regime more than they do America. Wow. Who do you want to fund, folks? Who do you want to see be the cutting edge in news? Who do you want to see rise to the top of news? It's Infowars.com. And as you heard in the last segment, unlike other certain sources out there, we don't get government funds. We don't get funded by big banks. We don't get funded by big pharma. We get funded by you buying our products at Infowarsstore.com. You make it all possible. And I promise you, you have my word. I think I will confidently speak for Alex Jones. I'm taking a big leap here, but I think I can speak in confidence for Alex Jones. We will never support communism. We will never support communism. Not in this country. We're capitalists. We're free market capitalists. So what we do is we find the best product and we give it to you at the best price. That's what we do. And then we take your funds and we build the best media news network in the world. That's just what we do here at Infowars.com. Some of the specials include CellForce, which is still available at 53% off. This product is such a ridiculous deal, we're undercutting ourselves. So take advantage of CellForce, 53% off right now at InfowarsStore.com. That is limited time, so make sure you take advantage of that while it lasts. You've got the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, which includes carnivore and flora life. So that is to help you digest meats and other things that you may be eating that can lead to an upset stomach, etc. That is 50% off right now. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. You've got the T-shirt of the Month Club. How about the T-shirt of the Month Club? $20 gets you the T-shirt. You've got the Valentine's Day special, the His and Hers pack, that's super male and super female vitality, 50% off. That is the His and Hers Valentine's Day special, 50% off super male vitality and super female vitality. Get to InfowarsStore.com. We need your support, folks. They're coming after us. They're censoring us. It's really unheard of, the amount of censorship we get. But we just continue to plow forward with God's grace and with your support at InfowarsStore.com. So let me just plow through some of this news. New York Times supports the North Korean communist regime. Pathetic. Just pathetic. You know, there was a time in this country where if you would openly support a communist regime in your publication, you'd probably get raided by the FBI. You'd probably get raided. What a strange time it is to live in indeed. You know what, actually, I need to go to this clip because I'm sure we're going to get into this more with Dr. Corsi. I'll just get this out there real quick. Experimental drug promises to kill the flu virus in a day. And of course, this is in response to all of the flus that are going on. Why are people outside high risk groups dying from the flu? Well, because it's not the flu. It's a super bug. They're just saying it's the flu. Yeah, I realize I don't have time for that clip, guys, so that's okay. And John Rappaport at nomorefakenews.com, writer for Infowars.com, had the story a month ago, I think it was now, talking about how it's not the flu. It's a super bug. That's why people are dying. That's why people are having amputations. That's why people from outside the quote-unquote high-risk group are dying from the flu. It's not the flu. But they tell you it's the flu, and then they tell you to buy the vaccine, which they also tell you doesn't work. But buy it anyway. Right. And then we get called conspiracy theorists if we read the insert that talks about the flu. Because, you know, that's just crazy. You want to be informed on what you're going to inject into your body. So I saw this story and it actually just made me think about communism. And that's why I brought it up. I don't know if there's any real relevance to the story. It's a sad story. Other than, to me, this just is a representation of communism. Here's the headline. Couple sells everything for sailboat. It sinks on day two. If that isn't the story of communism, I don't know what is. Yes, take all of my money. Take all of my property. Take everything. It's yours now. Good. It'll be for the better. Good. This is what you wanted. You wanted that sailboat. It'll be worth it. And then it sinks 2 days later. And you don't have a sailboat. And communism oppresses you. And you lose all your property. You lose everything. That's what communist does. That's what communism does. That's what the New York Times supports. That's what CNN supports. Invasive 20-pound rodents increasingly burrowing into California. I mean, I assumed Adam Schiff weighed at least 150 pounds. I mean, how Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff are at a lean 20 pounds, that's amazing. They must be on Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com to be 20-pound rodents increasingly burrowing into California. How do Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell weigh 20 pounds? Is that a combined weight? There's Adam Schiff right there. He's been burrowing into California's government for way too long now. Time to drain the swamp. Dr. Corsi joins me on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Owen Schroyer filling host duties for Alex here for the final two segments. I'm joined by Dr. Jerry Corsi of Infowars.com, and we are going to get into the Russian plane crash that killed all 71 passengers on board. Of course, there's a lot of geopolitical shakeups in the aftermath of this, but I bring in Dr. Corsi now. What are your reports, Dr. Corsi? What do you think went on here? What's the story? What are they not telling us? What are they telling us? What are they telling us that's not true? Dr. Corsi, what's on your radar?
Well, we've been following this, tracking it almost all day. It broke earlier this morning, and QAnon picked up on it very quickly. It turns out on the plane crash, there were several executives of Rosatom, which is the Russian energy agency that is involved in the Uranium One deal. And the plane took off from Moscow. It's a regional plane. It was headed back towards a region right next to Kazakhstan. And there were several executives actually on board of this airplane. One of the top ones was a gentleman named Ivanov, who ended up being the CFO of Rosatom. And that's, you know, this is the agency that's been involved in the whole Uranium One deal, bought Uranium One, has been accused of bribery in the United States, information that Robert Mueller, special counselor, when he was head of the FBI, did not share with the CFIUS committee, the Treasury committee that allowed twice, including most recently in 2010, Rosatom to acquire Uranium One. It was a Hillary Clinton big deal because the Clinton Foundation was paid $147 million. It was a pay for play in this scam. And Russia got 20% of the United States uranium. And it looks like the backstory, the suspicions are that there may have been a U.S. intelligence agency, CIA, hit to kill these Rosatom executives to prevent them from testifying or being available to give testimony in the beginning inquiries on the whole Uranium One scandal, which I'm predicting will be the end of Robert Mueller's career.
So it sounds to me wargaming this out, and I mean, this is crazy, but you've got now people in Congress pushing for a new investigation, a new special counsel. In fact, it's actually ongoing right now into Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal, that scandal. There actually is an investigation ongoing there. They're now looking for a special counsel. So it looks like maybe now that that has legs and that there's not a corrupt FBI and DOJ that are colluding with the president to let Hillary Clinton off, maybe all of a sudden there's teeth to this investigation. So you're thinking that the same members of the deep state that were behind Hillary Clinton to win this election may have been behind this plane going down.
That's my first suspicion. And I don't expect the deep state, which I take to be the CIA in combination with the FBI, the Department of Justice, State Department, all of which have been heavily penetrated by the CIA and under the Obama presidency, it's not going to go down easily. It's going to fight. And what's developing, I think especially since the Nunes memo, the House Intelligence Committee, was released a week ago Friday, is the narrative has changed in Washington. Now it's very clear that we have a corrupt Department of Justice and FBI that was out to deny Donald Trump the election. And with this Fusion GPS dossier being exposed, both by the Nunes memo and by Senator Grassley and Graham, we are finding that the FBI, DOJ under Obama had permission to do electronic surveillance from this FISA court based on false premises, that the FISA court was never told this was opposition research, that it had never been validated by the FBI, and it may turn out, as I suspect, the large number of the Trump campaign, including President Trump himself, may have been put under electronic surveillance. The names were leaked to the White House unmasked because those engaged in the collateral electronic surveillance, because they were talking to Carter Page, their names were opened up and released and leaked to the press. Which is, again, a crime. And the electronic surveillance on Donald Trump continued through the transition, I believe, right up into the first 6 months of the presidency. And this was all done on opposition research on a lying basis. You're going to have the American public, I think, demanding a second prosecutor. And the Uranium One scandal, which developed while Mueller was head of the FBI, I think within the next few weeks, we could see Mueller himself under investigation, which will be the end of his special prosecutor witch hunt into Donald Trump's supposed collusion with Russia to win the election.
You know, it's almost an amazing, we always use the analogy 6D chess. It's almost like a perfect 6D chess move into checkmate here. And whether you can say that Trump was behind this or other people were behind this as well, or just providence here. Their whole Russian thing is not only blowing up in their face now, it's also going to be spun back on them because they made such a big deal out of Russian collusion. When it comes out that they were the ones that colluded with Russia, what do they do then? What does the media do then? And, I mean, do the brainwashed masses go full? I mean, you know, where do they go? That's a whole nother debate. But back to the story of the Russian plane, obviously it goes without saying that Hillary Clinton, Robert Mueller, and whoever else was involved in the Uranium One deal, if they were afraid of prosecution, if they were afraid that people were going to be testifying against them from Russia in that deal, well, they would want them dead. Dead men tell no tales, Dr. Corsi. I mean, that's and the plane, it looks like, might have been a bomb. Is that the truth?
The reports that I was reading, the Russian newspapers today, about four of the Russian newspapers, the reports from people who saw it, there's evidently a film of the plane coming down. It blew up first, a big boom and blast could be seen in the airplane.
That's
it was a
bomb.
Regional plane. It was a bomb.
That's a bomb. Don't blow up. You know, I mean,
right.
Come on.
And as it hit the ground, of course, it was full of fuel. And the initial debris pattern looks like a blown apart airplane. There are body parts, mm-hmm. pretty gruesome, you know, scattered around. And this was evidently a complete terror attack of a bomb of some kind of device brought aboard the airplane.
You know, I hate to interrupt you, but I was wondering if your mind went here too, Dr. Corsi. This just feels eerily similar to TWA Flight 800 during Clinton's presidency.
Well, again, that's another one that's very suspicious and has been a suspected deep state operation since it happened.
I mean, just the way it went down and everything.
Right. Well, today, in today's attack, I mean, when you look at the executives who were on this plane, there were several of them from Rosatom, including the CFO. But the CFO would have had intimate knowledge of all the financial arrangements that occurred with the acquisition of Rosatom, the operations in the United States, as well as this bribery scheme where Russia was paying through various transport companies to try to corner the uranium market with the complete help of the Clintons, because President Clinton, former President Clinton, got $500,000 in Russia for a speech right after this Rosatom initial deal was done. The Kazakhstan deal gave Uranium One control over Kazakhstan's uranium, large portion of it, and Russia decided they were just going to buy the entire Uranium One operation, which they did in two steps with the CFIUS committee rubber stamping it and Mueller hiding the information from CFIUS that the FBI had an ongoing operation that had determined Russia was involved in bribery in the United States to corner the uranium market. And in the end, Russia walks away with 20% of the U.S. uranium. And clearly, as this gets under investigation, the Clintons, Robert Mueller, those involved in selling out U.S. uranium to Russia don't want this CFO coming forward.
Yeah,
with
they
record.
Don't want it desperately, folks. So desperately, a plane just went down. We'll be right back.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
We're talking to Dr. Corsi, who writes for Infowars.com. A lot of breaking news there from him about the Russian plane crash. We're going to get back to that in a second. Eric Swalwell, Representative Eric Swalwell. This guy is a piece of work, man. I mean, what a piece of shit. He just put out a poll. Pull the poll up. Be the antidote to Donald Trump's poison. What will you do to counter Donald Trump's endorsement of domestic violence? I'll tell you. Eric Swalwell is like the boss in The Incredibles that Mr. Incredible throws through like 10 walls. That's Eric Swalwell. He is that annoying, heaving piece of garbage, trash rat that you just want to ring up. The nerve of Eric Swalwell to say that Donald Trump is endorsing domestic violence shows just how low he really is. He is lower than dirt. He's lower than a cockroach. He's a Swalwell. Swalwell is now lower than cockroach. Let's see. The left has been endorsing political violence, domestic violence, ever since Trump was elected. Are you kidding me? We just had a Russian jet downed in Russia that had a bunch of people that had Uranium One information potentially with an investigation ongoing. And this piece of Swalwell, this Swalwell trash, is going to say that Donald Trump is endorsing domestic violence when CNN and New York Times and the rest of the liberal media are praising Kim Jong-un's sister being at the Olympics, the sister of an oppressive communist regime. I'm sorry, Dr. Corsi, to step away from the main story here. Just when I see a piece of absolute human garbage, Eric Swalwell, I just have to call him out. I just can't believe the nerve of these people. To even pretend like Donald Trump is responsible for domestic violence, while that is all the left is. Look at what happened at the Republican baseball practice. Got shot up by a radical leftist. Look at what happened to the Republicans on that train going to a retreat that got in a crash. You think that's a coincidence? You see, it's because of the leftist violence. It's because of the Clinton body count. That's why Alex Jones has been saying for a month now, it's time to watch our six. He's talking about the people in Congress. He's talking about the Matt Gaetz, the Jim Jordans, the Chuck Grassleys, the Devin Nunes's. Oh, I don't know, the members of the Russian energy company that were working with Hillary Clinton to get Uranium One deal done. They're gone. You see why he said, watch your six? You get it now? They're all gone. And this is why Hillary Clinton should have been in jail a year ago. I'm sorry, Dr. Corsi, I'm getting fired up here. It's just, we know what's going on. And when people like Eric Swalwell try to keep the public ignorant and sell the public a bill of lies, I can't help myself. I just get very worked up here, Dr. Corsi. So bring me back down to earth. What do people need to know about this Russian plane crash?
Well, I understand that how you get worked up. Oh, and I think we all feel it. The issue of this Russian plane crash, again, is it was headed towards the region near Kazakhstan. It took off from Moscow today and apparently blew up in the air. Pretty clearly, I think, a terrorist attack. I've been on the live stream all day working with the various anonymous decoding QAnon, who's posted extensively about this today, that at the CBTS underscore stream, that's Calm Before the Storm underscore stream, with them and also on YouTube with a group of anonymous listening in on the chat. There are almost 10,000 people working with it today as we tried to figure this out. But what seems to be clear is that a group of executives from this ROSATOM, Rosatom, which is the Russian State Energy Department, were on this airplane. And of course, what is heating up in Washington right now is an investigation of Uranium One, which is a scam for the Clinton Foundation. Clinton Foundation made out something like $147 million in pay-to-play contributions, and 20% of our uranium went into a company that Bill Clinton helped engineer with an entrepreneur in Canada called originally Eurasia, but ultimately Uranium One. And Russia owns Uranium One now, approved by the CFIUS committee, which Mueller never told had Russian bribery schemes going on in the United States. So the chief financial officer and one of the two of the other top executives of Rosatom were killed today in this blast, this airplane crash. There were no survivors. The debris was spread over a kilometer, you know, 1 kilometer square area, which is clearly, I think, with debris that indicates immediately a bomb blast.
Right.
And my guess is that these officials were silenced, so they couldn't talk, couldn't be investigated in the United States. I'm predicting that the Rosatom scam will be the end of Robert Mueller's career and that there will be a special prosecutor that will be assigned both the Rosatom investigation.
But what happens now? What if the two key witnesses are now dead?
Well, again, it's going to set back the investigation, but there's plenty of other information. And I would be very suspicious that this crash is going to heighten suspicion in Washington that, in fact,
oh, you better believe it,
effort to prevent these people from ever being available to testify. And, you know, the CIA is all over this. The CIA, again, with John Brennan, had to know, as did other intelligence agencies, that this scheme was being perpetrated.
Oh, no, no,
FBI-
no. Dr. Corsi, it's in the news. It's in the news today. Yahoo. CIA denies report over mystery Russian who promised Trump info. The CIA knows nothing, Dr. Corsi. The CIA has no idea. Come on. They're just a central intelligence agency. What do they know?
Of course. I mean, you know, the denials from the central intelligence agency aren't going to spare them this time.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'd say this to the CIA. I'd say, you know what, CIA? If you really don't know, then we're shutting you down. What do we have you for? If you really don't know, then goodbye. You're not doing your job. Bye.
Well, I would have liked it if John Kennedy had been able to follow through with what he planned and shut down the CIA.
Another guy who died.
1,000 pieces. Right.
He got assassinated.
And how that works. Book I've written on that, I put the CIA right at the top of the list with Alan Dulles as the chief planner in the assassination of John Kennedy. CIA has been running drugs around the world since at least the Vietnam War, I think going back to World War II with the OSS. It's a rogue organization. It's never been reined in. And I think the CIA, with the Obama administration, has intensified its control of the Department of Justice, of the FBI, of the State Department. It's, I think, a seriously dangerous rogue organization. And it, I think, is trying here with the plane today. My first suspicion is a CIA attempt to silence key Rosatom officials who could testify at length about the payoffs made to the Clintons in order to get Russia to have 20% control over U.S. uranium.
Dr. Corsi, we're running short on time here. I just want to get a couple more things out. It looks to me like right now the globalists that are in the deep panic realize that they cannot get their agenda through in America. So they're kind of giving up on whatever they thought they could get done in America, whether it be war in the streets, Hillary Clinton, the White House, all of it combined. And it seems now that they're shifting their patterns into more goading Russia into a war, downing their planes, multiple planes, all these sanctions. Is that kind of the new globalist thing to try to keep poking at the Russian bear until it explodes?
Well, I think the deep state, I mean, Hillary Clinton seemed like she wanted a war with Russia, and the deep state, I think, wants a war to control population and all the other crazy things they think about, too many people on the planet.
And the military-industrial complex, and then, you know, a lot of the evidence probably against their crimes magically gets, you know, incinerated in the process.
And we've just had too many things. I mean, this whole Las Vegas incident, you know, the Mandalay Bay, which I'm still suspicious of being a Saudi Arabian extraction to take this prince, key prince who's now in Saudi Arabia, out of that hotel, with Alawid being involved trying to prevent his extraction. We still have missing information that comes out in dribs and drabs on that event, which I think is also CIA complicit. We've got the train crash where we don't know yet, you know, the one with the congressman. We have very little investigative information on that report. We saw that the train cab was only damaged on one side, which would indicate that the truck may have been trying to ram the train to get it off the tracks. These are all things that when you don't have
not to mention the other train, not to mention the other train crash where you had the switcher padlocked. A totally separate one.
Yeah, these things have their earmarkings of deep state operations.
So that was my next question. We don't have time. We got Dr. Corsi, all of his great works at Infowars.com. That was my next question is the deep state is so desperate. 5 seconds, Dr. Corsi. What do they do next? They are so desperate. They're going to do anything. What's next?
Well, I mean, I've been very worried and concerned for the president's safety. And I continue to say, U.S.
We got to pray every night. We got to pray every night to God that he protects this country, folks.